one of the most dramatic prayers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, written by Rabbi Amnon Mayence in the Middle Ages, includes these words: "You, the Almighty, recall everything we have forgotten. And the book you open has our lives before you." The angels tremble and say, "Today is the day of judgment. Who will live and who will die?" Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Get a copy of the book, The Feast of the Lord, God's Prophetic Calendar from Calvary to the Kingdom. Your gift of $25 or more to Save America Ministries will put this full-color, hardbound book in your hands. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The just shall live by faith and obedience.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of L.I. Marzulli, and hopefully we have a pretty good connection with them. Hi, L.A., how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan, and yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Are you on a cell phone, or do you have availability of a regular telephone?
If you want to call me back at a break, I can possibly text that to you or give that to you. I'm on my cell phone in the hotel room in Ohio.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll be glad to call you back. I'll tell you what, when we get to the first break here, we'll go ahead and I'll give you back to our producer, and he will then go ahead and call you back there at the hotel where you're staying. Basically, of course, we are living in the most exciting times. I don't think most people really understand that the world we have lived in the past doesn't exist anymore. It's changing radically. America, which until a few years ago was the leading creditor nation in the world. We were lending other people money. We were sound financially. And now, all of a sudden, we're a borrowing nation. We're borrowing from everybody. 43 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed, and it's only going to get worse, and we're going to see a continued contraction of our economy and more unemployment and more foreign strife and more civil unrest. The average individual doesn't think these things could happen, but they're going to happen because this is what happens to a nation that turns against God. And L.A., I want you to go ahead, Lynn, I want you to go ahead and tell us your view of what's going on in the world today.
Well, Dr. Stan, thanks so much once again for having me on the show. I'm really looking forward to attending your conference in a couple of weeks, and I would exhort your listeners, if you're in the Bay Area, to turn out for that conference. I think it's going to be a wonderful day. You got some great speakers lined up, and I'm proud and privileged to be one of them. But, I look around at what's going on, and to me, the microcosm, the place to watch is Greece and Spain. You're talking about the financial meltdown. And we see that these countries basically are just a few years ahead of where the United States is right now. And Spain is literally coming apart at the seams. Same thing with Greece. The social unrest is through the roof. What we see here, and this is what people don't get, is a very thin veneer of civility, a very thin veneer of what we call civilization. And we know that without a police force, there would be no civilization. Without no rule of law, there would be nothing. You would be ruled by gangs and thugs and pirates and tribes. And that's what the world once was thousands of years ago. And in some parts of the world, it still is that, tribal feudal lords. But in America, we at least have a modicum of the rule of law. And yet when we see catastrophes like Katrina, we see the rule of law immediately become eroded because we've got, again, this very thin veneer of civility.
And, of course, the rule of law cannot exist unless you have moral people. I mean,
yes.
If you have moral people, you can have a moral society. Yes, you're going to need police. Yes, you're going to need laws. But, of course, the structure of society is built upon, at least of America, was built upon Christianity. Not everybody was a Christian, but everybody understood what the rules were, and the vast majority of the people were. And there was compassion and concern for your fellow man. But that is all changing. Certainly they've destroyed the foundation of this country. That's why the Masons on the Supreme Court took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our school, because, of course, they wanted to change the structure of society because they worship a different God. Hang on, we're going to be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Our guest is L.A. Marzulli, and we're talking about what's going on in Greece and in Spain and certainly in Italy, the other countries over there, with massive unemployment, 25% of the adult population, 50% of the youth, we're talking about young people, 21, 31 years of age, 50% of those people are out of work. Certainly the industries contracting. People are pulling their money out of banks. Basically, the European Central Bank now is going to start buying bank bonds and government bonds to try to keep those countries suddenly afloat, but they're not going to be able to indefinitely. And, of course, the people in Germany and the other countries that have acted responsibly are furious with the idea that they're going to have to spend their money so that the Greeks can continue retiring at 50 years of age, and certainly they maintain the socialist societies in those countries where people just don't have to work if they do work only a short period of time every year. Go right ahead, L.A., because I think the whole world is in turmoil today. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, I will. And we're just – what's happening, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, is it's becoming a perfect storm. We're seeing a perfect storm forming on the horizon. You know, you've touched on – we've touched on part of the financial – or the financial part of that storm. But when we begin to – a friend of mine sent me a list of the fish and animal die-offs. In 2000, from 2010 to 2012. And I've never seen anything like it. Most of this stuff isn't really carried by the mainstream media. They sort of sweep it under the carpet, but it's there. And what we're seeing combined with the financial crisis, because it is a crisis, and it's a global crisis, and certainly it's coming here. In some ways, it's already here. We see things or situations happening in the natural world. For instance, the fish and animal die-off, which I mentioned, birds dropping from the sky, whales beaching themselves, dolphins beaching themselves, like hundreds of thousands of fish just dying. And we see this over and over and over again, ongoing. Then you start adding the earthquakes and the volcanic activity, the Ring of Fire, the earthquakes, the volcanic activity. We start looking at the magnetic north or the magnetic poles being perhaps shifting, bizarre weather patterns, record floods in some places. I think in the United States we broke 4,000 temperature records in June. 4,000 temperature records. You see, when you start looking at these things and as isolated incidences, they don't mean a lot. But when we line them up sort of as a parade, and we begin to see that it's just not in one area that these bizarre happenings are occurring. Then we go to the Middle East, and we see another prophecy, in my opinion, that Yeshua, Jesus, warned us about 2,000 years ago. He says, wars and rumors of wars, famine, pestilence, earthquakes in the first place, and troubles of time. In my opinion, that's an overview of what we're seeing now. And when we go to the Middle East, and Dr. Stan, I was on your show, you know, people can go back and look at the archives, and the Arab Spring began, it had its nascent beginnings over a year and a half ago. I blogged, and I talked about this, you know, ad nauseum. I said that Egypt, for one, and Libya, and basically the Arab countries, there would be no democracy. There's no springboard to democracy. What we would see would be the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood. I was right about that. And what we see now is in the last country, which is, well, there's a few that are still standing. Saudi Arabia is quaking in its boots, but the King of Jordan is now being threatened. It'd be very interesting to see what happens in Jordan. The Muslim Brotherhood has called for 50,000 people strong to begin to demonstrate and protest against the king's constitutional monarchy. It's very interesting to see what happens in the days and weeks ahead and see how the King of Jordan will cling to the reins of power. Meanwhile, in Syria, 30,000 people have been killed in a brutal crackdown in civil war. It's hard to get real intel. I know an expatriate in Syria. I visit his establishment, try to get there once a week just to get news from what he's hearing, because he actually has relatives that are living there. And it's interesting, his perspective, Dr. Stan, he claimed that things were actually okay under Assad, that everyone sort of got along. But now, of course, there's death squads. What's alarming about this, Iran in the last several days has sent upwards of 2,500 troops on the ground. And that, in my opinion, is in preparation for what the Iranians believe will be some sort of preemptive strike on their nuclear facilities by Israel. They will open up a three-front war.
Now, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that Iran has sent 2,500 troops into Syria to help Assad?
Yes.
Okay, fine. And this is what we knew. We knew that certainly that Iran was sending military equipment into Iran, into Syria, to bolster the government there. And I'm not surprised in the least bit that they're sending military, because, of course, the Iranians want certainly a Shia crescent. And that would, of course, involve Iran. It would involve Iraq. It would involve Syria and go on to the Lebanon. Of course, this is the Shia crescent that they have anticipated for a long time, dividing the Arabs over there into the Shia Arabs and the Sunni Arabs. And certainly the Shias are going to help one another, just as the Sunnis will help one another. But go right ahead.
And what's alarming about this is if Israel strikes, it'll become a three-front war very quickly. I believe Egypt will join the fray, Hezbollah in the north, Hamas from the south, and, of course, the Iranians. It'll be, look, every time I'm on your show, I bang the gong here. I've got to do it again. We are looking at the beginnings of World War III. It is a global conflict. We look at Japan and China, North Korea, South Korea, Pakistan and India, the entire Middle East. And I've never seen it this crazy before. I mean, there's no other word for it. It seems like the whole world is going bonkers. And then when we look at this thin veneer of civilness, for lack of a better word, where we see road rage in the United States, we see the report on the Drudge Report tonight where it's a shock video. I haven't seen it, and I probably won't look at it, but it talks about teens laugh while viciously beating a woman. And these kind of reports are becoming, this is the new normal. Roving gangs breaking windows, stealing things, beating up people, spraying people in the face with pepper spray, and then beating that person completely unconscious and laughing all the while. To them, it's fun. We see our nation is completely obsessed with entertainment, so much so that if a ref makes a bad call at some ridiculous football game or whatever, there's almost anarchy. People can't believe it. We become a nation of spectators, a nation that's addicted to entertainment. And meanwhile, the world, it's just like Rome in the days of Nero. I mean, it's history repeating itself. Obama talking about the Israelis warning that, you know, if Iran gets the bomb, it's a direct existential threat to Israel. And Obama calling it noise. I've never seen anything like it. I'm almost speechless. And for me, that's kind of hard to get. But I look at what's happening, Dr. Stan. I am more. And I really want to stress this tonight. I am more than alarmed. I was at dinner last night with three friends that wanted to take me out for dinner. And, you know, we talked shop. They asked me a lot of questions about my books and DVDs. And we talked about the state of the world. And what's interesting is at the end of the conversation, after dinner was over, and we had gotten to know each other in the course of an hour and a half, we sort of all let our hair down. And we all agreed how alarming it was, and that no one really felt safe in the United States anymore. And we talked about, well, where would you go? Are you hearing anything? Are you getting sort of an inner call to, like, leave the United States? And what was interesting is the four of us sat there, and we all agreed that we didn't feel safe here anymore, but we didn't know where to go or how to sort of bug out, because the world is, you know, you can't go to a desert island anymore. Everything's connected. And I don't think there is any place safe. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is that those of us who are watching and are aware realize that in some ways it's very similar to 1938, right before World War II. The climate is the same. Anti-Semitism is just through the roof. I've never seen anything like it. People denying the Holocaust. And all focus is on Israel. And there's a supernatural component to that, Dr. Stan. Why think about destroying Israel? Why does Ahmadinejad have to stand up and tell us that the Jews will someday be wiped off the map, or, you know, Israel will be no more? Why does he need to do that? Why is he so fixated on that? What will they do if they actually obtain that? Of course, they won't.
But of course, did Ahmadinejad really say that Jews would be wiped off the face of the earth, or did he actually say that there were going to be some problems? Or did they misinterpret that? Because, of course, they're doing everything they can to justify this coming war with Iran that America will be involved in. Certainly, I've heard different interpretations of what he said. And remember, he's speaking, you know, in Farsi or Persian or whatever. Right. And so they can interpret it any way they want to. But there really are people who want to inflame this whole issue to justify something. This, after all, I can understand why Iran would want to have a bomb. China to the east has the bomb. Certainly,
Pakistan has a bomb,
and certainly, and India has the bomb, and Israel has the bomb. And just because Iran had a bomb wouldn't mean that they'd bomb Israel. That'd be the stupidest thing in the world they could possibly do. Basically, you have the bomb for your defense, so that the people don't bomb you. But if you, they know very well if they were to attack Israel, why there'd be terrible retaliation on Iran. And the last thing they would want would be to see their country destroyed with Israel's 100, 125 or 150 nuclear weapons. If they had one or two bombs, they would never dare use them against Israel. So this is all simply being used, in my estimation, as a justification for the war that somebody wants to bring about. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, Dr. Stan, is having watched the movie, which was sanctioned by the Iranian government, the Coming of the Mahdi, There is a religious fervor among the Shia faithful in Iran. And in order to bring about the coming of the Mahdi, they must bring about chaos. And when you watch that movie, they call for the destruction of Jerusalem, for ridding the Jews out of Israel. It's in that film.
Well, where is that film, and how can people get a copy of it?
You can go on YouTube and Google The Coming of the Mahdi and watch it.
Coming of the Mahdi. Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment with L.A. Marzulli. Right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is L.A. Marzulli. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out in the listening audience, you have a question. But L.A. says, and I agree with him, that there are supernatural events taking place over there in the Near East and in the Middle East. This whole Arab Spring bit is all manipulated, is all created, and certainly a great deal of this conflict between, or potential conflict between, Iran and Israel has a spiritual element to it, because of course the Muslims believe, at least the Shia Muslims believe, that there's going to have to be chaos before, of course, the Mahdi comes. They do believe that the 12th Iman, or the Mahdi, is on the verge of coming, and they believe, of course, it is this coming conflict that they actually want, of course, which will bring the Mahdi back again. And just as the Christians wait for the return of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, of course, the Jews wait for their Messiah, we wait for the return, not for the coming of the Messiah, but for the return of the Messiah, and then, of course, the Muslims wait for the Mahdi. But this is all, of course, a prelude, I believe, to war. Now, we're seeing prophecy unfold today. The Jews were gone from Israel for 2,000 years. Do you know of any other country in the world that has reconstituted itself and formed and reformed a nation? Did the Philistines suddenly disappear and come back again? The Hittites? Any of the other countries reform themselves? No. But the Jews have, and this was prophesied. And also, certainly, this coming conflict that I think we're about to see. And certainly, if you read the Revelation, you find that there's a terrible conflict coming. And you read Revelation 6:8, you get an idea how this is all going to fit together. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And L.A. believes, and I believe as well, we're on the verge of a major war in the Middle East between Israel and Iran, and it will probably expand into all the adjacent countries. And in one way or another, America is going to be drawn into that. And if you read the scriptures, why you don't see any mention at all of America? So why would they not mention the mightiest nation in the world? Didn't God know America was going to be formed? Did God make a mistake? Or is it the fact that America, as a force in the world, is going to simply not exist? Go right ahead, Ellie.
Well, you know, we definitely concur. I mean, this World War III is looming. Let me add to this, I've written about this in several books, specifically The Cosmic Chess Match, the other one, Politics, Prophecy, and Supernatural. Those two books really hammer this point home. We know that the Antichrist will rise at some point. We know that there's going to be a one-world government, a one-world religious system. Prophecy tells us that. Now, you know, we can argue about the particulars and how that may manifest. But what we can agree on is that prophecy speaks very clearly, succinctly, that this will happen in the latter days. There will be a one-world government and a one-world religious system. This begs the question, how does this come about? And I believe that there's a cabal of men and women who have dedicated their lives to the Shining One, or Lucifer, they actually believe that he's the good guy, and that the God that we believe in, Jehovah, is the bad guy. That's what they believe. And they're going to bring about this one world government. There are forces that are pushing and pulling and trying to make this World War III a reality. Out of chaos will come this new world order. Out of the chaos, and you remember, the globe now is wired together with the internet. So for the first time, which is interesting, is the Fukushima earthquake happened, and the helicopter was up above the tidal wave coming in. We watched that off satellite link live. That's unprecedented. It's absolutely unprecedented. So when World War III happens, we will be watching. Hopefully this won't be happening, but I think it will. We will see real nuclear devices being exploded. In other words, like shock and awe happened in Iraq. Whole different deal. This won't be shock and awe. This will be real nuclear devices going off somewhere in the Middle East. This will create the greatest climate of fear that the world has ever known. At this point, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, and I realize we've been talking about world events. We haven't really touched on the supernatural tonight. But this will create the lever which will tip the scale, that people will be crying out for deliverance, and that's when our so-called space brothers show up.
And, of course, basically, out of the chaos that's coming will come the demand for a world government. And basically, this is what they hoped to accomplish when they brought about World War I. World War I was totally unnecessary. It was fought for one reason, to create such chaos and bloodshed that people would be willing to surrender their sovereignty and join the League of Nations, the world government. And when that didn't work, well, they had to have World War II, and they fostered the World War II. And out of that chaos came the United Nations. But the United Nations has certainly not been successful. Now they need a third world war to bring about their one world government that's coming very soon.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is L.A. Marzulli, and basically we carry a number of things that L.A. has written. We carry his three books on the Nephilim, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. We carry his DVDs, The Watchers. We carry certainly a DVD did on alien encounters. And certainly, what are the couple of the other things that you have out there? Because I think we carry just about everything you carry.
The Alien Interviews.
Alien Interviews, right.
Nephilim Trilogy, Watchers 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, fine. Well, then we've got just about everything there. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get Lynn's material. We think it's well worthwhile. Now, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we are living in exceptional times. I truly believe we're living in prophetic times. What is going to happen to America? Well, if you go to Revelation 18, why, you'll find the reference to a last Babylon, the mother of harlots, this great city, this merchant's center of the world is destroyed, and all the merchants of the world weep because now they can't sell their goods. And the ship captains see this great city destroyed, and of course it's called Babylon. Well, of course, is that Babylon over there in Iraq? No, there's no ocean close to that. Ship captains couldn't see that. Well, how about maybe Rome? Well, no, there's no ocean there at Rome either. So what is this city, Babylon, that is to be destroyed prophetically? Could it be? Could it be New York? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. But what is the one center of the whole world financial and mercantile system? And if there's one city, I would believe it would be New York today. What are your thoughts on that, L.A.?
Well, you know, I've heard that, and I think certainly New York could be likened to that prophecy. You know, it's interesting. I am a literalist, and I understand that. I understand your position. Actually had some interesting conversations with Patty Heron on this. And it certainly could be New York. I mean, it outlines and talks about everything that city, New York City, has to offer. It's all there. There's also a section in that prophecy which talks about the souls of men and women being traded. I find that's interesting too. That's, again, moving into the supernatural. Look, this thing was written 2,000 years ago. And I'd love to sit down with the author and be able to chat with them about it, but unfortunately we can't. So there's a lot of speculation. And the way I deal with this, different interpretations, because, you know, a passage like this can have several different interpretations. There are literalists who believe that Babylon, the ancient city of Babylon, will somehow be resurrected, and that's what it's talking about. Then there are others who are looking at this and going, you know, New York City fills all the criteria. What I do is I sit and I watch and I wait. I know both positions. I'm familiar with both. And you know what? If New York, let's say, God forbid, that New York got hit with a nuke, that would certainly fill the bill, wouldn't it? Unfortunately. It would do that. It's just like, who amongst us a year and a half ago would have ever imagined the Arab Spring? No one saw it coming. And so this is why we've got to be, you know the different positions, but be flexible, be able to move our thinking as events begin to unfold. Perfect example of this is Isaiah 17 prophecy, which says Damascus will become a ruinous heap. Now, for years, we've thought that, well, does that mean the Israelis attack or, you know, the Russians attack? What happens to Damascus? Why is it destroyed? Well, now we see that Syria is in this horrible civil war. What happens if the Syrians destroy it themselves? You see, we don't know. And so we know that the prophecy is true. We know that when you talk about the destruction of Babylon, that's true. And New York certainly fits the bill. So we watch, we wait, we're sober, we're vigilant, and we keep an eye on things because things are rapidly approaching, in my opinion.
And I think you're absolutely right. We don't know. I don't know what the significance of Revelation 18 is. I mention this certainly because it goes along with my belief that America is not going to play a major part in this final, certainly confrontation. America somehow is going to be neutralized in this, but we're just going to have to wait and see. No one knows. We have 20/20 hindsight, and when you see it, it will become so apparent that the prophecies of the scriptures are accurate and we can depend upon God's word. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, I do want to mention that L.A. Marzulli is going to be a speaker, one of the speakers at the upcoming conference on the 21st of October, and we do hope that many of you have made your reservations or will be making your reservations to come. Looks like we're going to get a great turnout again. Last year we had 150, 160 people somewhere in there, and I think we're going to probably do that or even better this year. But it's important that you listen to these people, because I've tried to find people who have something important to say. And as we noted, the program is going to start at 8:15. It's going to go to 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch. If you don't have your reservations for the all-day Radio Liberty Conference, shame on you. Anyway, I know everybody can't come, and I wish everybody could come, but I wish we didn't have to charge for the lunch, but we have to. So if you're interested in coming, you know our telephone number. Let's right now go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. And if you're out there and you have a question or comment, why, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Joe, how are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan, and how's everybody there?
We're doing just fine, thank you. Do you have a question or comment? Good.
Well, I'd like to address what you two fellas have been talking about, Babylon, and what does it represent. And I don't see it as a physical entity. I see it as a spiritual entity, and how I come to that particular realization or knowledge of it is basically it harkens back to the book of Daniel in chapter 2, where Nebuchadnezzar has that dream of that great statue, and Daniel interprets that dream for him, and he mentions that that head of gold is the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. And that's how it starts out, with Daniel interpreting all those particular different parts of the statue's body. The head of gold, the breast and arms.
What was the point you want to make? Because I think our people know the prophecy there, and then, of course, we get down to the feet of metal and clay. Go ahead. What was the point you wanted to make about Babylon?
Well, here's the thing. Babylon itself is a spiritual kingdom.
All right, fine. And I think how would you address that? L.A., certainly the idea that Babylon is a spiritual kingdom, and certainly that's certainly one interpretation of it. What are your thoughts?
It's one interpretation. That's the deal. But it's just like when people start talking
about that. I can hardly hear him.
Go ahead.
It's another interpretation. And where I'm at is, look, you may be right. There's certainly a spiritual component. A spiritual component to Babylon. I get that.
I can't hear him.
I'm sorry there. I'm sorry. Basically, Joe, I'm going to have to cut because we can't have you both on the line here. But actually, L.A. is saying you may be right. There is a spiritual component to it. And we're not going to know until, of course, this whole thing comes to pass.
That's right.
What it really is. But if you can't hear L.A., I'm going to have to let you go. But thanks so much for calling, Joe. And go right ahead, L.A.
Well, I, you know, Dr. Stan, with all due respect to Joe, I think he may be right. I think there's a spiritual component to it. But I also believe that it's literal. And, you know, New York is certainly a candidate. You know, what happens, here's just a scenario, which is kind of bizarre. You know, when we look at what's happened in Dubai with all the oil wealth, they're creating islands. I mean, they're making islands. They're doing all sorts of stuff in just a few years. I mean, the building projects there are unbelievable because of the oil. What if a king moved into Iraq, because Iraq's completely unstable, someone with a constitutional monarchy who could bring the country together, and instead of making his capital in Baghdad, he moves to Babylon, takes the control of the oil, and builds this amazing city. I mean, what if that happened? Now that pushes everything 5-10 years before Babylon can be destroyed. It's just a thought, but there are some literalists who still cling to that idea. There are many people who will look at New York and say, wow, this certainly looks like it. One thing for certain, and I agree with you, and I've written about this in my book, I don't think America plays a part. I think we're taken down in some way. Certainly an electromagnetic pulse weapon and the EMP bomb would provide that very handily.
And so basically we're just going to have to see. I think Joe's absolutely right. I think there's a spiritual component to this whole thing. We're only going to know later on, but if you read the scriptures, you get the idea that something is going to happen. And it's pretty hard, of course, to correlate to what you see in Revelation 18 about alas, Babylon, mother of harlots, and the destruction of this city, which is described not as something spiritual, but of a city. And the merchants, of course, weep because they can no longer sell their goods. And, of course, the sea captains actually see this destruction. That doesn't sound spiritual at all. It sounds something very real. But as the story unfolds, we will understand it. I don't think any of us really are smart enough at this time, certainly on our own, to understand all of the prophecies that we see. But certainly it's so interesting today as we reflect that Damascus has been around for several thousand years, and as a city, it has never been destroyed.
Right.
It was certainly prophesied, though, that it would be destroyed at this sometime, very specifically, and the city of Damascus, and this is, I believe, in the 17th chapter of Isaiah. Am I right,
Eli? That's correct.
Well, basically, remember, I'm not a biblical scholar. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. But the 17th chapter of Isaiah describes this coming. The way I remember it's the 17th chapter, that it is the 83rd chapter of Psalms that has another the prophecy as far as the end times is concerned. And 83 and 17 is 100. Well, let's go to David, who's calling us from New York. And David, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, my question on Revelation, I don't think that it would be New York. When it says in there that people view what's happening and cast dust upon their heads, that's not something that would be done from over there looking at New York, and that's not our habit or what's done in America. It's something that's happened over there, so I'd just like his opinion on it.
All right, fine. L.A., how would you respond to David?
I think that's a very astute observation. I've never thought about that before.
David, you're absolutely right. Because remember when this was written, why it was written with the understanding of people at that time. But perhaps you're right. Maybe it isn't New York. We're just going to have to wait and see. I think that we have to consider all of the possibilities and then sit back in amazement as God plays out this whole scenario before us. Anything else, David?
Well, the list of things that people won't be doing and the different items that they talk about there, a lot of those are from the Middle East and everything that takes place in the Middle East. So I don't think it pertains to the U.S.
All right, fine. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. We're living in exciting times. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks very much, David. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for our guest. But certainly as we see this whole story unfolding, L.A., and certainly we see, we're talking really about something happened in the Near East or the Middle East with a matter possibly of months. Some people think it might even be before the election. We have no way of knowing. It's just fascinating to see the unfolding of events. Wouldn't you agree? And what are your other thoughts, L.A.?
Well, just briefly to backtrack a little bit, if you want to see just Google 12th Imam, the coming is upon us. 12th Imam, the coming is upon us. And the translation, which is it's by Reza Khalili. And this was the actual movie was a collaboration with the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. So you got to watch it for yourself, and then you be the judge. I mean, I've looked at it several times. I have my own opinion on it. But you know, have your radio family take a look at this thing, and it's an eye opener in my opinion.
All right, fine. Let's go to Lorna, who's calling us from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hi, Lorna. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
That is good to have you. Have you calling us from Coeur d'Alene? And we know you're listening on one of the ACN stations up there. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Basically, I find that from reading Revelation, if I'm correct, and I've read this throughout the years, isn't it that the mystery Babylon also has many oceans and also has many tongues and people basically who speak different languages, which to me might infer the United States of America?
I mean, what is your point? Do you think that you're suggesting that Babylon is the United States of America, or what?
Well, I know that we're also responsible for a lot of deaths of the Christians
sure.
around the world because we're putting them in harm's way by installing the Muslim regimes, and we've turned our backs on a lot of the Christians. And as far as America, I mean, we have lived a life of luxury compared to other states and other countries, I mean.
You're absolutely right. And basically, of course, remember, this is not our government that has really done these terrible things throughout the world and have been responsible for the mass murder, certainly of civilians and of Christians in other countries. This is the invisible government that's taken over America. That does not believe in our system at all, but they are using the financial and military power of our government to consolidate their power over the world. So basically, what was the question or comment that you had for our guest?
We sat down and allowed this to happen in the United States. I mean, the people have not stood up, and they've closed their eyes. And we allow our Christian brothers and sisters across the other countries to be persecuted. But my question is, do you think it could be the United States of America, especially since it talks about the oceans and also many tongues? People will be speaking in different languages.
It's almost multicultural.
In
other words, is Babylon the United States? Is that the question?
Yes, from the
okay,
ocean.
Fine. Let's L.A. respond to that. Could the Babylon be the entire United States, L.A.?
Well, simple answer. It certainly fits some of the bill, doesn't it? It fills some of the requirements. Again, it certainly has a Babylon spirit to it. Of that, you'll get no argument from me.
Lorna, we are living in the most exciting times, and I'm just thankful you know the Lord and that I know the Lord and that a lot of our listeners do. And all we can do is simply serve as a sounding board from them. But in the final analysis, the Bible will be proven to be true, and we will learn as we see the unfolding of events. Thank you for your call. I think your point is well made.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Our guest has been L.A. Marzulli. We'll be back in just a moment here with L.A. at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, L.A. is back in Ohio, where, of course, there a lot of the great earth mounds there. And a lot of people say, oh, well, these are produced by the Indians. There's some people, however, feel that they were made by an ancient civilization that came from Israel and transported that area. What happened to these? Were these Nephilim? Were these the giants you're speaking of?
I would say unequivocally, yes. They,
all right,
these
fine.
Were the remnant of the Nephilim.
And basically, the Nephilim, if you read the scriptures, they're not imaginary. They're real. L.A., I want you to get your website out one more time so
sure.
people know how to get in touch
Thanks,
with you, and we'll
Dr.
let you go.
www.lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. Dr. Stan, really looking forward to meeting you in person and can't wait for the conference.
Well, we're looking forward to it, too. Thank you so very much. We'll talk
Thank
to you later.
God bless.
God bless. Okay, fine. That's L.A. Marzulli, going to be a guest at our, a speaker, I should say, at our October 21st conference. And for those of you in the listening audience, Radio Liberty is going to have a day-long conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the central coast of California here, North Shore, Monterey Bay. And Eliza Marzulli is going to be one of the speakers. He's a fascinating speaker. And we're bringing in other speakers. The program's going to begin at 8:15 in the morning, go through till 6 o'clock in the evening. We're going to be serving lunch. I think you'll find it probably one of the high points of your year. And if you can make it, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We'd love to have you come, and I think you're going to find a lot of people here who feel just exactly as you do. I believe there is a growing number of people who are waking up. I fear that they're not enough. But if all the people who are awake would be constantly praying and asking for God's guidance and protection for this country, would it protect America? Would it save America? Only God knows the answer to that. But God does, of course, listen to prayers, and at least hopefully the Christians will have protection, whereas so many of the other people out there are not making any preparations or having no divine protection. I fear for our fellow Americans who do not understand the spiritual nature of the events that are unfolding today. Well, if you're thinking about coming to the conference or getting some of our material, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch a lot of our DVDs, where you can actually listen to our programs 24 hours a day on the Internet. We have our programs archived there as well as some of the programs by our friends Joyce Riley and Butch Paw and Chuck Christmayer. And then, of course, you can read our newsletters. You can go to the section on other videos on the Internet. Important information, we have a website that we hope you want to go to and get the information that we have posted there. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get certainly my talks on The Dark Secret, the DVD with the syllabus, and The Forbidden Secret, a DVD with the syllabus, my talk on population control, the covert agenda, because they've already killed or prevented the births of 3 to 4 billion people. They kill millions of people every day by certainly poisoning our food and poisoning our water and poisoning our air and withholding treatments for cancer. And we can go on down the line, the use of cell phones and GMO foods. They know exactly what they're doing. And you need to know as well to protect yourself and your family. That's population control of the covert agenda. And then my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and there's an excellent syllabus with that that give you all sorts of documentation from the Earth Charter to the writings of some of these people behind this diabolical plan to destroy mankind. Because you see, these people serve a different master. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America and to pray for God's mercy on this land. We ask you to pray for our friends, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, Pastor Noah Hutchings, John Leffler, so many people out there who are on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this next hour, our special guest is our friend Bob Fletcher. And Bob certainly was running a toy company about 1980, somewhere in there. And suddenly a gentleman came to him and suggested that he would like to help invest and they'd make a lot of money and they would expand the toy company. And Bob didn't understand that this was an agent of the CIA who wanted to use his toy company as a vehicle for involved with the Iran-Contra and smuggling weapons into other countries. And basically, of course, this led Bob into a series of exciting adventures and dangers. And eventually, of course, he lost his toy company. He had an opportunity to actually testify before congressional and Senate investigations, and then took upon himself to do special investigative reporting for a number of key people in our government. And as a result, he's put together a number of very fascinating DVDs. And he certainly has had a fascinating 30-year life, haven't you, Bob?
Yes, sir. The last 30 years sure have kept me busy. I guess you never know what direction your life is going to take you, something I recognized, at least when I was young, maybe that helped me out as I waddled through this amazing life that I've had for the last 30, 40 years now. You never know what direction things are going to take you, and I was one person that instead of pulling my horns in or just saying, well, okay, I've been hit by an arms truck or run over by a tank that was commandeered by some crooked guy out of Washington, D.C., and instead of just accepting it, I decided that, again, like, say, back in 87 when I started being involved with the congressional inquiries and what have you, it was like somebody throwing on a light switch. It's like holding up a big sign in front of me and saying, the government is lying to us almost at every turn, everything that we thought, that we were taught as youngsters in school, every single thing has almost been fraudulent if it came out of or was running through our government offices in Washington. It was probably a misdirection. And I couldn't believe it for the first, I guess maybe 5 years as I kept following and being involved with these things. There were always, of course, the same, a reasonably small group, so to speak, but they were all had their fingers in starting in the Vietnam War, actually, of course, before that, but they were the same guys since the Vietnam War, military officers and people in bureaucracies up in Washington and senators and congressmen that were, of course, defrauding the American people on a regular basis, doing everything for political gain, for their own self-motivated whatever it was they were chasing, and it included drug smuggling and arms deals and wars that they started synthetically just to advance their financial gain. And like Eisenhower, I believe it was, that said that we had to be very careful about the military commercialization of military taking over and becoming in a command position in our government.
I think he was talking about the military-industrial complex was this term. Go ahead.
And we were warned by Eisenhower when he was leaving the presidency that that was probably one of the big problems that America faced, and he was absolutely correct.
And, of course, basically, we spend more on our military than all the other nations of the world put together. I think that we're spending something like 44% of all the money that's spent in the entire world on weapons. We are doing that. Why don't the Germans and the Japanese, who have lots of money, bear their fair share? Ladies and gentlemen, because we occupy. We have our occupation troops in Germany and in Japan and Korea and 130 nations throughout the world.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply talking of his years that he's been investigating what's going on behind the scenes and how disillusioning it is to actually see what our government is doing. But certainly a lot of people will say, well, if you don't like things here, why don't you go some other place? But the thing is that this is our country, and our government has been taken over by an invisible government. And until people understand that, and whether you call them the power elite, whether you call them the invisible government, whether you call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is the name I have for them, because, of course, my explanation gets into the spiritual component that energizes this movement. But the thing is, this is not our government that is doing these terrible things and waging wars throughout the world and killing people and persecuting or setting up a situation where Christians are being persecuted throughout the world. People are being kidnapped and tortured. And this is not America that's doing this. This is the wicked people who've seized control of our government and are using our financial and military power to bring about this one world, godless world. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, of course, a lot of people, patriotic people, who love America cannot accept what's going on. And you must understand there is a government within the government, a secret government, an invisible government, a diabolical government energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces. Go right ahead, Bob.
And that's correct. It is what I refer to as the secret government. And, because people, you know, in general, like I say, it is very difficult for people to accept. Of course, a big problem we have is that people have been, let's say, supporting people that they believed in. They believed, let's say, whether it was the Republican or Democrats or independent, whichever. But you get a certain hero will surface or somebody that appears to be someone that is aligned with your beliefs. And you support them, and you actually financially and physically go out and support them and try to stand behind them when they're running for an office, for example, or something of that sort. And you just find it really hard to accept that maybe your father, who you were following, and maybe your father's father, who he was following, maybe they missed it. They didn't realize that these were criminally oriented people. And to just simply all of a sudden say, well, gosh, gee, you know, you're right. These guys are bad guys, and I've been throwing money down the rat hole, so to speak, whatever they call it, just down into an empty pit, and they were always willing to accept it. But when I look back, when the average American looks back, he says, gee, nothing's changed except for the worse. We've gotten the worst financial situation today than we have ever been in, probably. You know, and they keep pretending or making us think or believe that the 1929, the depression at that time was worse, was bad, and, you know, more difficult than it is now. But that's not true. And the new, believe it, just today, they came out with an amazing figure. You know, about a week ago, they came out with the growth for our financial economic growth for the nation, and they said it was like something like 1.7 or something like that percentage growth, which of course is atrocious. I mean, this is almost like going backwards. Well, it is going backwards. But then today, lo and behold, they come out with an adjusted figure that it's actually something like 1.3 is the actual growth. It's worse than they thought it was 5 days ago.
But, of course, the thing is, of course, when they don't take into account the inflation, which is running 10%, so if you have a growth of 1.3 to 1.5%, an inflation rate of 10%, you're really going behind 8.5% or more. And people don't understand what's going on, and they're being intentionally misled by the controlled media. Well, basically, of course, our guest is Bob Fletcher. We're talking about certainly what's going on in America today as we move away from the position of integrity and honor and certainly a great and idealistic nation to where we are today, basically with two political parties, both of whom are controlled by the same people. They want you to be either rally behind the Republicans or rally behind the Democrats. At the top, they're all controlled by the same people. And so that Professor Quigley, a leading historian of the last century, in his book Tragedy and Hope, on page 1247 said it best. He said, you know, but we want the people to be able to go to the polls and vote every 4 years to throw the rascals out. But of course, nothing will change. And that's what it's all about. There is an agenda. The people who run the country have a goal and objective, and they're using our financial and military power to bring about this one world government. But the average individual really thinks we have representative government, and tragically, we do not have representative government. Our congressmen, certainly, if they try to do what's right, will be destroyed. They'll be in Congress for one term, and then they'll be forced out. Or simply, they will be convicted of some crime they haven't committed, or they may even be killed. And this, ladies and gentlemen, they kill members of Congress, and we can talk about a number of those. In fact, certainly, Bob even did a DVD on the murder of Sonny Bono. There's no question that Congressman Sonny Bono actually was murdered. Senator Paul Wellstone, he was one of the two senators who voted against the Patriot Act, and of course his plane, went down. Certainly, there was a gentleman who was congressman, who was actually on the Warren Commission, and his job was, of course, to investigate what had actually happened, the murder of President Kennedy, and he didn't go along with it. He disagreed. He was a member of the Warren Commission, and he actually disagreed with that, and when his plane went down, they knew exactly where the plane was, and they blocked sending any aid, and certainly the congressman and certainly Nick Begich's dad, who was on that plane, they just simply starved to death when the government knew where they were and blocked any efforts to send aid. Congressman Larry McDonald, we can go on and on. Certainly, Congressman McDonald's plane supposedly went down. He was killed. But, of course, if you study this, you find out the plane didn't go down. It landed on Sakhalin Island. And Bob, our guest here, has actually talked to a man who had the cell next to Congressman Larry McDonald. Was that in Russia? Where was that?
Yes, it was. It was one of these, you know, up in Siberian kind of, you know, out of the way, some of the most hidden away prison camps in Russia. And what had happened was, I was investigating something else, and this, which is what's happened for 30 years. I would have people would approach me, and they would say, you know, I see you were doing this or you were doing that. I have some information, and are you interested? And this fellow approached me. I happened to be in Atlanta at the time, and he said, I said, well, what are you talking about? And he was talking about the 007 Korean flight that had been supposedly shot down that McDonald was on. And by the way, see, he was an Atlanta representative, and there was an entire group that had formed to try and get to the truth of that murder airplane situation. And anyhow, this fellow came to me and he said, I know a priest, actually it was a Catholic priest that had been thrown in one of these gulags and apparently was right next to Larry McDonald and in the prison, and they had written notes back and forth and slipped them, you know, I guess under the bars or whatever. And he had communicated with him for a while, and the priest who had all of this information finally got out and was snuck out to the United States and was living up in Boston or something like that. And he had all of this information that he was willing to bring forward. And when I contacted the family of McDonald there in Atlanta, in that area, they had followed so many false leads by that time that they just were pretty well worn out with it. And like I found out with the Kennedy family, they had just reached a point of saturation where even if you had something that appeared to be so important that it should at least be followed up, they just were worn out and had kind of thrown in the towel, and they didn't want to take the extra steps that it took to just sort of interview this priest. So I did it on my own a little bit farther just to satisfy myself. I was hoping that it was going to fall apart, actually. And when I got in there and I was working through a third party, but I sent some inquiries up to this priest through a third party, and they came back to me with answers that probably indicated that he had been talking to a living Larry McDonald in prison. But again, like so many, it becomes a financial problem. I certainly have never been in a financial position to follow up all of the things that I want to as quickly and as totally in-depth as you would like to. It's always a problem, unfortunately. And so if you get cooperation in two or three directions, you can accomplish a lot. But without that extra little assistance, it's very difficult sometimes to bring the truth out to the surface.
Well, because the story, the significance of the story is Congressman Larry McDonald didn't die in 007. We actually have a four-tape set on that. You can get that from Radio Liberty. A four-tape set, if you want to hear the interviews we have with people who knew this true story. It's called Korean Flight 007. Korean Flight 007. And if you want to get it, call us at 1-800-544-8927. But they actually either kill or they knew where Larry McDonald was, but they certainly didn't want him back in the House of Representatives.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution.
Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher, and he's simply talking about some of the secret organizations we have in our country. One of them is called the ISA, and Colonel Bo Greitz taught one time. I sent over by our intelligence agencies to try to track down the men that were abandoned in Vietnam, the soldiers, other military personnel who'd been abandoned over there. Go right ahead. What was the rest of the story, Bob?
Well, by using this ISA, see, everybody else, all of the other agencies and all, they could be at an arm's length and make like they didn't know anything about it. They'd say, gee, well, that wasn't our guys. You know, we didn't do that, didn't break that international law or break that in this one or that one or whatever it might be. And they functioned at this extreme above top level status for several years, and pretty much, again, sort of under, primarily underneath the wing of the United States Army. But when they finally, they had gotten in trouble several times, you know, they'd do, again, you know, doing different things, and then finally the finger would come back to them, you know, and somebody, they would say, oh, it was another one of these ISA things. So they ended up formally closing it down, and then it scattered or shattered, I guess, almost into about six other agency names. So they popped up, and they actually continued as they usually do. They got a good, what I would call a criminal, extremely secret operation going on. If it works, they never really close it down. And again, they would break the laws that the CIA was limited to, or the FBI, or the Pentagon, or the NSA, the ISA, Intelligence Services Agency, could be called in by any of those other agencies to carry out some of what I would consider the more scurrilous operations. And a good example was this character that I was talking about out of my toy company, Gary Best, who in the 90s was sent over to Azerbaijan, the Russians, after they had broken up, and the Azerbaijan government, that small entity, was fighting the Armenians in Russia, and of course there was oil wells over there that they were regenerating in the Russian, old Russian oil wells, many that had been shut down. But since oil had gone back up through the ceiling in price, we thought obviously the Americans' secret government got back involved, and they sent this Gary Best over there, they had this war between the Armenians and the Azerbaijanis. Gary Best was supplying both of them with weapons of all sorts, everything from bulletproof vests that were not really bulletproof to weapons, guns, machine guns that actually had bullets supplied with them that were practice rounds that really couldn't kill anyone, and that type of thing. And that's how scurrilous these characters are, that they would actually supply training and military weapons to these little armies that were fighting each other, supply both sides, and supply them with equipment that was defaulty. But they didn't care, because they had these huge government contracts, some of it being paid by the United States government, secret agencies, and some of it actually being paid, in this case, by the Russians and the Azerbaijanis and the Armenians, who were getting their money from different Russian entities. But it's just a big quagmire, and again, it's kind of like they just don't care about anybody that gets killed. They don't care about the children. They don't care about people, whether they can eat or not, whether they have a place to live. And they just go in, and just like we are witnessing now in all of the Mideastern countries that are uprising, and all the dead in the streets and everything else.
And, of course, the use of the predator drones, and they send them over there, and those predator drones are killing men and women and children. There's no way you can drop a 500-pound bomb with accuracy and not kill other people. And basically, of course, what people don't understand is we're actually and actively financing this whole world terrorist movement. The ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, is funded by the CIA, and Pakistani Intelligence is funding certainly in large part both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda over in Afghanistan. And then, of course, because we say, look, we've got this terrorist movement out there, and I'm sure there are a few terrorists, not very many of them, but then, of course, we send our drones up, and those drones drop bombs and use all sorts of weapons, and they kill a lot of civilians. They're killing civilians all the time, and nobody in America seems to be worried. Why are we bombing certain areas in Pakistan? Why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? And I believe because it's all in preparation for an even much more horrible war that's coming. And ladies and gentlemen, if we are not involved in speaking out against what's going on, then we become complicit with the horror that is developing.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dan, Bob was simply, Bob Fletcher simply talking about Colonel Boegreitz. When Colonel Boegreitz went over into Vietnam looking for the men who'd been abandoned there, he eventually came across a Mr. Khun Saw. Khun Saw was over in Burma, and Khun Saw basically was the leading drug smuggler in that part of the world. And Bo had an opportunity to talk to him, and I've talked to him as well, talked to Colonel Boegreitz about this subject. And suddenly, Khun Saw, who was this head of all smuggling all the drugs, told Boegreitz that the CIA was intimately involved with the drug smuggling in Burma. The CIA was involved with drug smuggling in Burma, and they were smuggling the drugs out of there and bringing them into the United States and sending them throughout the world and making fabulous amounts of money. Now, of course, that wasn't very popular. People in Washington, D.C. didn't want to have this information out. They can't let the American people understand that the major force behind the whole world narcotic movement and trade is our own Central Intelligence Agency that uses that money to fund their programs all throughout the world. Right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. Before we go on, sure. Let's go ahead and get information out on your organization. How can people get to you? How can people get your material?
Okay, sure. If you're computer savvy, if you just put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com, that'll get you to directly into our little website, and it shows the investigations that I've been involved with that are available for yourself in a DVD form, which includes, by the way, the DVD that I actually did for Sonny Bono, and it included the what we're talking about right here now, and that was Lieutenant Colonel Boegreitz's shocking venture into Burma when he actually videotaped live on the mountainside at the drug location, the camp hideout of Khun Saw, with Khun Saw's all of his personnel in Chinese gathered together under a single tent, and they brought with them four Boegreitz. They brought with them their old records, their written, handwritten documentation of whom they had been dealing with for so many years in the United States government to supply and finance and launder the money on all the narcotics money. And this is on videotape, and I have portions of that from the tape that actually was given to me by Bo, and it's a part of the information that I supplied two or three congressmen, one of which, of course, was Sonny Bono. And when Sonny saw what I had supplied him with and what Bo's experience was and the other experience I've had, which I had also many on video, live videotapes of these smugglers naming people right there in the White House that, And I mean, with documentation and banking records and all of that, Sonny became so distraught, and he got back to me. He said, "Bob, they said, as soon as we get back from this holiday, the Christmas holiday, Sonny had set up an entire investigative intelligence and investigative committee, and they were going to get into the whole thing and name names and investigate and bring it all out to the public. And that literally was to take place within the first 2 weeks of Sonny's return to Washington.
After he finished, of course, his ski vacation.
And that's correct.
He never returned to Washington.
Yes. So the bad guys, and they, of course, knew about it, obviously. I mean, I was up there when Sonny had discovered that they had been tapping his telephones right in his congressional offices inside the Congress building and keeping track of what Sonny was doing. Because he's the guy that couldn't be bought, couldn't be dissuaded, and couldn't be shut up. And here's Sonny is literally in a condition where when he comes back in only a couple of weeks, 10, 15 days on his holiday, when he came back, that was when he was going to start. They already had subpoena powers set up on this inquiry. And so it was a situation for what I will call the bad guys that they had one choice, and that was to eliminate Sonny before he got back from his Christmas holiday. Nothing else, they could not allow him to even get back, obviously, and start that inquiry. Because had they started it, it would have had to have gone. And so if he had been removed or stopped or shut up after it gotten started, it would have moved forward anyhow without him. So they had to eliminate Sonny, and that's exactly what they did. And it was very upsetting for myself. But to get back to it, what we're talking about, I have that very report, and it's called The CIA and Drugs. I have that available for anybody that wants it. They just contact us there, and you can get it through our website. And that's the Bob Fletcher Investigations.com. And you'll see the actual live videotape of the biggest drug operative at that time in the 80s, naming the names of the Central Intelligence agents with whom he was dealing, and this one of them, named Richard Armitage, was named by them, read out of their paperwork. This is talking about a guy, a Chinese fellow on the top of the hill in Burma, reading out five or six names, and one of them being Richard Armitage, who was, in fact, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for George Bush.
And wasn't he also there under Reagan, or was he just there under
Reagan? No, he was involved with Reagan also, right. Obviously, and then George Bush Sr., and then George Bush Jr., and he was involved at it. And at very high levels, he previously was based over there in the embassy. And that's, these guys have the right to go in and out any place with their bags, et cetera, without ever being stopped, without having anything searched. They go in and out. If they're embassy personnel, forget it. You could smuggle anything you wanted to in and out. Not that I think he ever carried many narcotics, but I would be surprised to find out if he was certainly not carried a lot of cash in and out. But again, if you're at that ambassadorial level, you just don't question somebody that's a second or third command at the embassy. You just don't bother with them. That's the way it's set up. And an interesting thing took place several years afterwards, and that was when they first put together this national security, homeland security, where they started searching everybody. The law originally, the way it was written, did permit them to start stopping and searching the bags of people from the embassies, and the first person that ran back up into the White House to see that that was changed was a fellow named Richard Armitage. He went in right away and said, hey, I can't have these people looking at my bags. And so they changed the law as it was originally written in the Homeland Security regulations. They changed it back to where they can't touch a guy if he's got an embassy passport. So,
ladies and gentlemen, certainly Bob's DVD on the CIA and drugs, Bob's DVD on the murder of Sonny Bono are very convincing, very well done. He has one on Sidney on mind control, or Sidney one on Sidney. Is it weather at war?
Weather, the weather control, and then we have exotic weapons of mass control, which shows some of the most interesting weapons, and then
the other one on Kennedy, murder,
and the one on John F. Kennedy, of course, which was because it was just. There's been so much outrageous documentation that was right there. And, of course, everybody, I think everybody in the United States now almost acknowledges that that we were lied to on every second sentence that ever came out from the government related to the Kennedy murder. I mean, that whole thing is just mind-boggling, the amount of falsehoods that was fed to us, and including, of course, you know, their big committee on the investigation itself was ridiculous. They had documentation, and I mean, the things they did was just so criminal, actually. Like the limousine, they actually took the limousine, cleaned it up, and then shipped it out, and actually took the limousine apart, and of course never got into any serious investigations on the limousine in terms of...
We're talking about the limousine that Kennedy,
was
driving. And basically, of course, if you see the pictures of what happened there as they turned onto the Delaney Square, why, of course, you notice that the Secret Service men, which previously had been running besides the car, were all pulled back. They were pulled back just at that time, so they wouldn't be there to protect the president. The whole thing was set up. They killed President Kennedy. There's no question. Why did they do it? Well, because, of course, he wasn't supposed to be president. Basically, of course, it was because Joe Kennedy, Jack Kennedy's dad, had gotten the mafia to rig the election in Illinois and to rig the election in another state. And that's why Kennedy was the president, and he thought he was in charge. He didn't understand how the game was played. Richard Nixon was to have been elected president. Richard Nixon, of course, was cheated in 1960, and he was going to appeal this. He was told not to appeal it. He would become president at a later date, but just to sit back and accept the obvious fraudulent election that was held in 1960, controlled at least in Illinois and one other state by the mafia. And, of course, Richard Nixon did as he was told, and he became the president in 1968. This is the way the game is really played, ladies and gentlemen. Why did they want to get rid of Kennedy? Well, one reason is, of course, they wanted to get us into the Vietnam War. Kennedy did not want to get into the war. They wanted to get us into the war to act as a diversion as they brought in the Great Society, as they brought in Medicare and Medicaid and all these welfare programs under Lyndon Johnson, who, of course, was part and parcel of this Brotherhood of Darkness. Go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and I got into that totally. That was not something that I was going to do anything with at all, because, quite honestly, there had been so much junk out there, so many disinformation bits and pieces. Some people were doing legitimate inquiries and trying to get to the bottom, but there was so much of, there had been so many videos, there had been so many books, and I thought, I'm not going to bother with this, even though I knew things that had to be brought out. And then I got what was at that time totally a classified copy of a video, the Zapruder tape, and some other bits and pieces that was brought to me by a fellow who was an agent. And again, it was one of these situations where he said, hey, you need to look at this and go over this. If you can do something, do it. I can't because of my position, you know, but if you can do something, do it. And I went over and I looked at it, and the material that it was presented to me, and the actual paperwork, and recordings that had been made by the people that were involved with planning this thing and all of that. And I said, you know, I've got to do it. So I went ahead and did my Kennedy DVD.
And well, really, ladies and gentlemen, it's very well done. We think it's one of Bob's very best presentations. And when you watch it, there'll be no question at all. They murdered an American president. They got away with it. And, of course, Hale Boggs, a congressman who was on the Warren Commission, who thought it was all fall-to-all and it was all a cover-up. Why, of course, he died in a strange airplane crash where the plane went down. And they knew where the plane was, and they blocked any aid getting to it. And Hale Boggs and everybody else on that plane that went down died in the wilderness in Alaska. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's accurate. And the course, again, I think everybody by this time has a good idea of how many people were actually killed and eliminated that were just even peripheral kind of witnesses, people that saw Oswald, you know, a couple of weeks prior. Sitting, you know, having cocktails with, or drinks or whatever, with other people that were directly involved with it and all that. The information about, Oswald being in the CIA and things that he had done and how he got back over here to the country and all these different things, that came together on that, which we go into on the tape. I ended up go ahead and finishing that tape. But the numbers of people that were killed around the Iran-Contra hearings is something that nobody's ever done a real good full, let's say, putting it between covers or putting it all under one roof. It would be a big surprise to everyone, because it was never like the Kennedy thing. We never thought of it as being obviously as big a deal as that. But the witnesses and people involved that were at a variety of support levels for the criminality that was going on under the Reagan and Bush administration during the 80s, and they were people that were going to come forward that were witnesses to murder and drugs that were killed. It was probably 100 of them, 80 to 100 of them, not counting, as a matter of fact, an airplane or two that went down with a couple hundred people on board, that to eliminate a few people that were passengers, you know, where they go ahead and kill 175 to 215 people on one plane just to eliminate an agent or two that was on the plane coming back to testify, that kind of stuff. And it went on profusely. It was, it's really a surprise. I don't think I'm going to have the time to do it, but it's something that I should have probably done a long time ago, and that is to put together a clear explanation of all of those deaths. I mean, we had people that died of, these overnight cancers, you know, where the guy's feeling fine 1 week, and a week later the doctor tells him he's got cancer, and 2 weeks later, he goes blind, deaf, dumb, and dies. You know, they had a handful of those situations.
That's sort of like Jack Ruby, I remember, because he told the members of the Warren Commission, just get him out of Dallas. He'd tell them the whole truth, and within a week, he had severe cancer, and a couple of weeks, he was dead. Most amazing, most aggressive cancer I ever saw. And so, like Joe McCarthy, when I talked to the doctor who examined Joe McCarthy, Senator Joe McCarthy, when it went into Bethesda Naval Hospital for a routine physical examination, he was very healthy. This doctor, his name was Stan Berman, did the admission, history on Senator McCarthy. And a week later, Senator McCarthy was dead of fulminant hepatitis. He was perfectly healthy 6 days previously. And he died in Bethesda. And so he said that somebody suggested to Richard Nixon, when he wasn't feeling well, that they go to Bethesda for a checkup. And he said, if I went to Bethesda, I'd never get out alive.
That's true.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And our guest has been Bob Fletcher, and certainly we've been reminiscing and talking about many of the people we both knew, directly or indirectly. But ladies and gentlemen, there is corruption at the highest levels of our society. Bob, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again sometime real soon.
Thank you. You take care.
God bless. And of course, the excellent DVDs, you can get them from Bob Fletcher by going to your search engine and typing in Bob Fletcher, or if you'd like to get them to us, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We carry all of Bob's DVDs and we think they're excellent, but of course you can go to his website as well. Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is certainly listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, because we want to be able to maintain our network of stations out across America, so that where the tens of thousands of people listen on a regular basis. And then, of course, we want to remind you we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 21st of October. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. Ambassador Cooper will be here, L.A. Marzullo will be here, others, and of course we're going to start at 8:15 in the morning, go till 6 o'clock in the evening. We're serving lunch, so we can guarantee it'll be a good time, and we hope that you'll want to come and bring your friends, people who, even if they don't necessarily understand what's going on, hopefully after they've heard what's going to be said, they will, and they'll begin making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope, of course, you're going to be coming to our meetings we can have an opportunity to meet you and see you there. And then, of course, we also hope that you want to get my book tonight on the Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read it, because probably better than any other simple book, it will explain to you exactly what's happening and why America is moving towards its destruction. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. Who's behind it? What's the objective? The objective is world government. The process is known as creative destruction. And if you want to create this new global society, you have to destroy the old one. And if you doubt that's the agenda, go onto your internet and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. Do it and understand, and then try to get other people to understand. They intend to intentionally and maliciously destroy America so they can create their wonderful new global society. And with that will come the impoverishment of the American people and probably the death of many, many Americans, totally unnecessarily. You need, of course, to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and there's a syllabus with that. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret and get the syllabus, the forbidden secret and get the syllabus. And so many of these DVDs you'll find up on the internet at RadioLiberty.com. You can watch them there. Of course, we hope you get the DVDs and copy them and get them out to other people so they can begin to understand the magnitude of what we are up against today. And, of course, it's really up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I can only reach a certain number of people. I do 5 hours of talk radio every day. Then I do a weekend program as well. And basically, of course, we're constantly having to read and to study to be able to come up with interesting things for you. So if you're in a position, of course, to get the information out, please do tell others and warn them that we're moving into a crisis situation in America. And it may very well be much sooner than people imagine. We carry a book by Tom Horn. It's called Petrus Romanus. It goes into all of the prophecies that point that the year 2012 will be a watershed event for Western civilization. Based upon the Mayan prophecies, the Aztec prophecies, the Hindu prophecies, the ancient Catholic prophecies, Protestant prophecies, Jewish prophecies, Petrus Romanus, we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Once again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And beside her, and guide her, through the night with a light.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We're live. It is